Greg Coleman back at Bank of America Field in Charlotte, where the Vikings have just defeated the Carolina Panthers. Coach, you told your guys last night, you still got to believe. What did you tell them after the game?
Just a great team effort. I mean, guys, just doing all the things we talked about during the week, understanding that in pro football, I mean, you have to expect to play four quarters of football. And our guys believe that, and they worked, and we finally got one to go our way.
Talk about the adjustments that you made in the second half. It seems like Carolina did some things in the first half to bog up the running game. What did you do during the second half?
We just talked about the things that we needed to do as far as standing on blocks a little bit longer and getting our bread and butter as an offense, and knowing that we could open holes when opportunities were going to present themselves. And we thought there would be some opportunities in the second half, and, boy, we made the best of it.
You played Toby Gerhart quite a bit in the second half. Was that planned or designed, or what was the strategy going in there?
Well, we're always taking a look at where Adrian is carries-wise and how he's doing, but Toby is a guy we have a lot of confidence in, and we wanted to get him on the field and give him an opportunity, and he showed why he deserves an opportunity.
Coach, everybody was talking about the quarterback play of Cam Newton, but you've got a young number seven on your side in Christian Ponder. Talk about his play.
Man, I tell you, it's hard to come up words to describe his grit, his toughness, his mental toughness. There were times he'd come out the field, Coach, I can't say everything he would say, but you just know, man, that's the kind of guy you want to go and you want to be on a battle with. He's got the eye of the tiger.
Have you seen some growth this week from last week when you put him in, in the second half in Chicago? What has stood out in your mind about Christian Ponder?
The fact, Greg, and you know this from playing the game, that he doesn't get flustered by circumstances. I mean, he just plays through some adverse situations, and he just stays mentally tough to the task. And that's hard to do sometimes when things aren't going right around you. But he's able to focus on his responsibility, and he's a guy that you can follow.
And talk about adversity. Secondary, you know, some miscues. Let's face it, Cam Newton is a pretty good quarterback. Steve Smith is a pretty good receiver. They got a couple of pretty good tight ends over there as well. But talk about the secondary and the adjustments and the things that they have to continue to work on.
Well, we just got to do a better job, you know, when we're trying to take a guy away of handling those situations. I thought late in the second half we began to do some things that were more accustomed to what we're capable of doing, and we played better. So we just got to continue to grind away and keep looking at what we're doing and just making sure that we're doing the right thing.
Coach, Aaron Henderson played lights out, very active in nickel and base defense. Talk about his play.
Man, he's really come along in the nickel package. He wasn't a big factor in the season, and had more reps. He's become more of a factor, and he's got a lot of confidence, and he's making a lot of plays for us.
Coach, thanks for your time. Enjoy the win.
Thank you.